As officials from Ambulance New Brunswick face questions from New Brunswick MLAs at a legislative committee meeting today in Fredericton, three provincial groups are calling for reform of the province's ambulance services, and what they say is an increasing reliance on volunteer fire departments to fill in the gaps in rural ambulance services. Roger Petrie is the first vice president of the New Brunswick Association of Fire Chiefs and also the fire chief in Rogersville, rural community south of Miramichi.
There is a gap in what should what the coverage should be, and at this moment, the fire departments, both courier and volunteer, we're being asked to fill that gap, and we're doing it because, in a lot of cases, because the safety of New Brunswickers is at is at stake, but it's not in any way, shape, or form ideal. As the mandate of fire departments is, of course, providing fire suppression services.
The Association of Fire Chiefs is joining the Union of Municipalities of New Brunswick and the Paramedic Association of New Brunswick in a joint call to address what they call long-standing structural issues with the system before the province renews its contract for ambulance service in 2027. Petrie says there's design flaws with the current system that result in rural ambulances being moved out of their communities, which then increase rural response times and create a need for rural fire departments to be called in.
Due to numerous problems, including offload delays at the hospitals, once those urban, once those ambulances that are located in the urban centers are all tied up at a hospital or on those calls, rural ambulances are because of the dynamic dispatch model, they're moved away from where they usually sit in rural areas to be closer to those urban areas. And this is where the local fire departments are being asked to take that take up fill that gap because of response times.
UMNB President and Mayor of Grand Bay Westfield, Brittany Merrifield, says municipalities, through their fire departments, have been subsidizing services that Ambulance NB is under contract to deliver.
So we're concerned about, the cost of subsidization. We're concerned about the impact on our firefighters as well in terms of increased incidences potentially of PTSD because of the complexity of the medical calls that they're seeing. We're also worried about public safety and the safety of our residents when we're talking about the slower response in terms of when the ambulances actually arrive on the scene of a call.
Merrifield says UMNB doesn't have a figure on how much medical calls are costing local fire departments, but says that since 2010, about 157,000 calls for assistance have gone to fire departments across the province. There are some local fire departments that have actually made the decision to take on more medical calls. Fire departments in Dorchester, Memramcook, and 10 other communities in the province have invested in training and equipment to support the ability to attend calls as medical first responders. But this is not something all rural fire departments have the capacity to take on, says Petrie.
The departments that do so and that are qualified and are trained properly and have the desire to do so, that is of course their choice to make, and if their municipalities are on board to give them that mandate and to support their resource needs, that's completely in order. However, this should be this is being used on a province-wide basis where there are some other departments who are not competent in delivering that service but get called anyhow because of the gap in a timely ambulance service.
Chris Hood is executive director of the Paramedic Association of New Brunswick.
Many of these small fire services had wanted to be part of this medical first responder system, knowing that if on the rare occasion that the ambulance was delayed, they might have a crew closer or they might be able to provide assistance, never understanding that the amount of call volume that they were going to see was increasing, right? It's increasing year over year. And the system just cannot continue to sustain itself, right? So if we talk about some of these by Ambulance New Brunswick's own calculations, if we talk about some of the rural parts of the province in your area as an example, you know, we'll see places like Port Elgin that are meeting the latest data that Ambulance New Brunswick has, which is another issue, is in December of 2022, and Port Elgin was only meeting their ability to respond to calls 56% of the time, right? So guess what? Those fire services in those areas are being called more and more and more.
Hood says it's not a case of whether fire service first responders are up to the task, but about whether they should be left to pick up the slack for Ambulance NB, which is operated by Medivie Health Services, which receives nearly $300 million in funding from the provincial budget to run Ambulance NB and Extramural Health.
And so it's not about what they're doing, how good a job they're doing. They're really doing good work. It's about the fact that we can't continue to burden the system of the fire service to overcome the shortcomings of what is a very paid, you know, very much a highly paid, very expensive paramedic systems.
The timing of the call for reform is intentional. Officials from Ambulance NB are before a legislative committee today to answer questions about their annual report from 2022 to 2023. And the contract the company has with the provincial government is up for negotiation in 2 years' time, which Hood says gives time to identify some of the issues with the system.
The system as it stands today is broken. It's broken significantly, and I think it's time to start with a community needs assessment and find out what's wrong with the what the community expects, because we have contractual performance indicators that probably aren't reflective of what is reasonable. So we're saying we need to look from the, and build the foundation of the system appropriately.
Hood says the groups have a meeting scheduled with the Minister of Health, John Dornan, in the coming weeks to discuss what they feel is clear need for change.
We've gone to government. We've gone to the service provider whose hands are somewhat tied because they're in a contractual relationship. I don't blame the paramedic service provider. But what we're saying is we've got 2 years before a new contract needs to get signed with this company or whoever. Now's the time to start planning for what a new system will look like and how we can do it better so that the public gets the care they deserve and the care they need. The communities are covered consistently across this province.
We really want to be consulted as municipalities more frequently on the effectiveness of ambulance services, particularly in more rural areas. And what does that actually look like? And what could that look like in the future? So the contract is up for renewal in 2027. We want to be involved in that process so that these experiences that we're talking about here are incorporated into that future contract.
That's Brittany Merrifield, president of the Union of Municipalities of New Brunswick. Along with the Paramedic Association of New Brunswick and the New Brunswick Association of Fire Chiefs, UMNB is calling for reform of the province's ambulance services to improve rural response times to medical emergencies and reduce the burden on local fire departments to cover the gap.
This is Erica Butler reporting for CHMA Sackville and the Local Journalism Initiative.